KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 64 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today, a high of 84. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. The findings of an energy audit conducted by the Iowa Association of Municipal Utilities for the city of Harlan have been released. Officials with Harlan Municipal Utilities say included in the report are specific recommendations on how to decrease electric, gas, and water use at city facilities. Street lights and traffic signals are the largest energy consumers, according to the report, followed by the swimming pool, the wastewater treatment plant, and Veterans Memorial Building. HMU says the audit was a necessary and productive effort in order to save money to citizens in Harlan. The new street lights and traffic signals will have a big impact on those savings. The utility company converted the stoplights to LED lights and is in the process of changing all street lights over to LED lights as well. The savings is estimated at around 50%, and the savings will be passed on to the consumers. HMU additional buildings and facilities included in the audit were City Hall and the police station, the C.G. Turkelson Activity Center, the wastewater treatment plant, Develop Source Building, the Harlan Public Library, the fire station, Dog Pound Parks and Rec Building, and the street maintenance building. News time is 8:03.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
The Cass County Board of Supervisors have approved a request for funding from the Cass County Historical Museum in Griswold. Museum representatives Shauna Putnam and Lila Hugaveen addressed the board during their meeting Wednesday to answer any questions. Putnam says they were requesting a total of
$20,000. $20,000 will every penny go back into this area. We have put a new roof on the what we refer to as the Sothman Building. We had to replace that roof. It was over 20 years old. That has been done, and that was done by McDermott Roofing of Atlantic. Our contractor is Matt Layton of Matt Layton Construction. We paid him, up to this point, $10,000. So there is the $20,000 right back in to Cass County.
The building will be used to house a collection of county artifacts and displays being donated by Wayne Kirchhoff. Lila Hugaveen said any funds they receive would be helpful.
Funding does present a great challenge to us every year. We start the beginning of every year without 1 cent of secure funds, and we need to raise it all. So, again, we thank you for your part in doing that. It costs us around $10,000 approximately, depending on the year, of course. Insurance changes sometimes, electricity changes, and so on. But basically, we run the museum on around a $10,000 a year budget.
During each of the past few years, the supervisors have provided $5,000 in funds. Hugaveen said the rest is raised through a variety of methods, including two separate fundraisers, which brings in about $6,000 altogether on average. Private donations are also a big part of keeping the museum open.
We are very appreciative of private donations that come in. That's just like Christmas in July. And you just never know when those might arrive at your desk. We also then write grants. Yesterday, for instance, from 9 o'clock in the morning till 9 at night, there were three people working and writing a grant.
She says sometimes the grants are approved, other times they aren't. Federal and state grants don't pay the operating costs, however. Another aspect of fundraising is a membership drive. Funds received are first and foremost used for operating costs, according to Hugaveen. Others are set aside for emergencies like roof repairs. Tourism is yet another means of receiving funds, even though there is no charge to visit the museum. Over the past couple of weeks, 8 tour groups have visited the Cass County Historical Museum. Monies received from speaking engagements by museum volunteers are also directed back into the facility. The Board of Supervisors unanimously approved a contribution of $10,000 upon receipt of a formal written request and another $10,000 in October. The money will come from the local option sales tax fund. Cass County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday approved a request by Steinbeck & Sons to install an additional 30,000-gallon anhydrous ammonia tank on their property, located about 6 miles southeast of Griswold. Tim Steinbeck said the request is based on increased demand for anhydrous ammonia used as a fertilizer.
Over the years, we've determined that we're needing more storage, we're getting more demand from customers. Farmers are faster, quicker with anhydrous, and we need to be able to keep up with them. So to do that, We feel like we need to add more storage and keep all the farmers happy. That's our number one goal.
Steinbeck said they currently have 12, 18,000, and 30,000 gallon tanks on their property. He said also that in order to abide by the rules set forth by the Department of Agriculture, he's required to seek approval from the county before the new tank can be installed. In other business, the board was informed that a rededication of the Cass County Civil War Monument will take place this Saturday, beginning at 2 p.m. in the Atlantic City Park. Steve Livengood explained what the public can expect to see during the event.
The Sons of the Union Veterans of the Civil War, ones that are doing it. Dave Hancock's kind of the go-to guy on that one. There'll be some static displays, some speaking, and some rifle shooting.
And a cannon.
And the big cannon. If the big cannon does show up, then I'll use my little cannon as a backup. But yeah, there'll be the big cannon there. And we're trying to decide, I think that they're going to shoot it kind of halfway toward the shelter from the southeast corner of the park. So if it's raining and you're under the shelter, the good news is you'll be dry. The bad news is you'll be downrange. So I'd rather be wet and then downrange, I think.
Of course, they really don't shoot anything out of that cannon. Dave Hancock will be the master of ceremonies for the event. Board Chair Mark Wiedemeyer said Hancock's great-grandfather's name is on the monument. He also said there will likely be some Civil War reenactors on hand for the event, including a chaplain. Four people were arrested recently in Mills County. The Sheriff's Department reports 39-year-old Justin David Rehav Thurman was arrested early Wednesday morning on charges of OWI first offense and driving under suspension. His bond was set at $1,300. On Monday, 28-year-old Brett Allen Coyle of Glenwood was arrested for domestic abuse assault. He was being held in the Mills County Jail without bond. Last Saturday, deputies arrested 24-year-old Adam Lee Maher of Shenandoah on a charge of OWI second offense. Maher's bond was set at $2,000. And on Friday, 25-year-old Lance Christian Birma of Sheffield, Texas, was arrested on an OWI charge. His bond was set at $1,000. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports also that a Malvern woman was injured during a single vehicle accident this past Sunday, 2 miles southeast of Pacific Junction. Nancy Rui was driving a 2007 Chevy westbound on 221st Street. The vehicle drifted onto the shoulder. Rui overcorrected, sending the vehicle across the center line of the road and into a ditch where it came to rest after hitting a tree. Rui was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center by Pacific Junction Rescue. And the Iowa Board of Cosmetology Arts and Sciences has suspended indefinitely the license of a Pottawatomie County woman. The board's decision went into effect on June 24th. Melissa Huerta Mendoza of 2800 Margaret Avenue in Council Bluffs was ordered to surrender her original license to the board after she failed to contest the matter at a hearing. The penalty was the result of Mendoza's failure to comply with an order issued by the Iowa Department of Revenue's Centralized Collection Unit. Taking a look now at our world headlines on KJAN, the jury could soon begin deliberating in the Florida trial of George Zimmerman, who's charged in the shooting death of 17-year-old Trevon Martin. The prosecution and defense present their closing arguments today. Defense attorney Mark O'Meara said there is overwhelming evidence that his client acted in self-defense, but he worries about jurors returning a compromise verdict. The Arizona wildfire that killed 19 firefighters is now 100% contained. The blaze burned through some 13 square miles and destroyed at least 114 structures. Firefighters in Nevada are hoping that thunderstorms forecast for today will help them put out a 27,000-acre wildfire in the northern part of that state and flames near Las Vegas. More Americans have been applying for unemployment. The number of applications rose last week by 16,000 to a seasonally adjusted 360,000, but the level remains consistent with steady hiring. And the Pentagon Review says cutting hazard pay to some 56,000 U.S. troops would save about $120 million a year. The review says conditions have improved in 18 countries where American troops have been getting danger pay. Senior defense and military leaders are expected to meet this week to discuss the matter. News time is 8:11.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In our funeral announcements, Maxine McCabe, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Monday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Maxine McCabe will be today at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Gary D. Miller, age 74, of Indianola, died Sunday at the Taylor Hospice House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Gary Miller will be today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Vera Stone, age 95, of Baird, died Monday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Services for Vera Stone will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Baird, with Odie Funeral Home of Baird in charge of arrangements. Louis Edwin Ed Myers, Jr., age 62, of Broomfield, Colorado, died July the 4th at his home. Funeral services for Ed Myers, Jr. will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Owen Langenfeld, age 86, of Erling and formerly of Harlan, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial service for Owen Langenfeld will be Friday at 10:30 at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Donald Charles Peterson, age 93, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Donald Peterson will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Deborah Fogelman Wesley, age 60, of Waterloo and formerly of Manning, died July the 3rd at the Allen Hospital in Waterloo. Funeral services for Deborah Fogelman Wesley will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Kenneth Rabarchik, age 79, of Atlantic, died Wednesday in Spencer. Funeral services for Kenneth Rabarchik will be Saturday at 10:30 at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Roger Hall of Messina died Wednesday at his home. Services for Roger Hall are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.